Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus because you have chosen us. And we thank you, Father, because all the preparation, all the words that we've had in times past, and all the tests that we've had were to bring us to this moment where you choose us for the purpose of reigning on earth. Now, Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus because you expand our vision, you expand the scope of our faith, of what we believe, what we see ourselves as, and you teach us how to sit on our thrones and the kingdoms of the world come to us and not us to them. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you because we shall not go to them, but they will come to us. Because you have put the solution in us. And now the world will come looking for that solution. And they will find it in us. And they will glorify you, O Father, because it is you who appoints. And when you appoint, nobody can disappoint. Now in the name of Jesus, this is the year of no disappointment. Now we have been appointed and we are not going to be disappointed. No disappointment. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Say, I am appointed.
I am appointed.
By God.
By God.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Woo! Be blessed. Glory to God. Bless the name of Jesus. The Lord is good. Just some things I want to show you that are going to be part of a lot of the newscast and are going to make news in this year as we prepare for, okay, the coming of the Lord, but also as we prepare for the unveiling of the Antichrist. Praise the Lord. Now, of course, those two go together, because the scripture says that they will not come unless the man of sin is revealed. So even as we wait for the Lord to return, we have to wait for the man of sin to be revealed. And only then can we know that the Lord is about to return. And it will be about just about that time. Praise the Lord. Now, there are things which are happening, which, like, you know, I've been in the news, but you do not know necessarily how they point us towards the time in which we live, the uniqueness of the time in which we live, and how soon we are to the return of the Lord. And there is an urgency everywhere in the spirit, because everything now is moving very fast in the spirit, and there is a quicker anybody who is called in any area. Now, the only theme of the spirit is the return of the Lord. The scripture says the spirit and the bride say come. Okay? Now, the spirit, and I taught you before that, the bride is the church. Now, the bride, the Lord, who is the groom, came, and you know the scripture calls him groom so many times. Who is the groom came and betrothed or got engaged to the bride. But the time of the marriage, supper of the Lamb, the time of the actual marriage is not yet. Now, this is in link with how the Jews wed, the Jewish tradition. There is a period, a long period, between the betrothment and the marriage. That's how it is. Actually, it cannot be less than a year between the betrothment and the marriage. In many cases, it is actually several years, because children are betrothed to each other when they are still young, when they are still infants. And they know that this one is going to get married to the other one. And it is all decided there. Now, when somebody comes and pays the price, the bride price, for the bride, and that person is accepted by the parents, then the groom goes back to his father's house and stays at his father's house. In the most cases, he's young, until his father decides that it is time for you to go and get your bride. How does the father decide? When he sees the boy has matured. Now you are old enough to be a husband. It's time for you to go and get your bride. Now the way it was done is the way the whole scripture is all. I mean, this is the tradition. And these traditions were handed down to them by, you know. The way it is done is the girl does not know when the boy is coming. She has to be ready all the time. All the time. There is no pointer as to when the boy is coming. But when you're betrothed, you have to be ready for the marriage anytime. Now, even the boy does not know when he's going. It is only his father. That's why Jesus says, nobody knows the day except my father. Now, when it is ready, when the boy is ready, when the father sees the boy is getting ready, then they build the house where he's going to be with his bride. And you know, the Lord said that in my father's house there are many mansions. So I go to prepare a place for you. That's exactly how it used to be. When you betroth the girl, you go and build the place where you're going to consummate your marriage. And then you wait until one day your father says, now, the day is today. Now get ready and go. Now, when he came for the bride, he would come with brothers, friends of the family, usually about his age mates. The way you people go for Kwanjula, you understand? Where you get people. So usually came with his age mates or servants of his father's household or people like that. Now the Lord said, he descends with, you know, with angels, you understand? So when the Lord is coming for his bride, he comes with angels, servants of his father's household, you understand? That's how the way it was. So he does not come alone. He comes with the angels of heaven to come and pick his bride. Now, the father says, now go. And they always came at night. And they came with torches. You know those torches you see in the Asian movies? So they would come with torches. And neither the father of the girl, nor the girl, nor anybody in the girl's household would know. Then you hear noises outside at midnight. It was usually midnight. And you see all these things are in the scriptures. When Jesus says midnight, you know. So he comes at midnight and you are asleep. And then you hear noises. And the noises of trumpets. Okay? You know these are in the scripture. The Lord descends with a trumpet. Okay? So they would blow trumpets and the people wake up and the girl had to be ready. Like they did not even allow her 2 minutes to get ready. She had to be ready all the time. And when the trumpet comes, she goes. That's called the rapture. Okay? Now that is the marriage supper of that. Now when she went to the parents of the boy or to her new home, they would throw a feast which would last 7 days. And they would eat and drink. Okay, when they went there, they first consummated the marriage. And they would do it in the full view of everybody. So there is a tent there. So they say, you two go there and first sort yourselves. Now, after you've consummated the marriage, then you come out. And now the celebration starts for 7 days. And in those 7 days, you know, you're living in that place. Then after that, the 7 days, then you go into your house. Now, the scripture says, now you know that we have been betrothed. 2 Corinthians 11:2 says that I betrothed you to one, I am jealous for you with godly jealousy. For I betrothed you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. Praise the Lord. So you're a virgin to who? You might not be to yourself, but you are to Christ. This is spiritual virginity. So you've been betrothed as a chaste virgin to Christ. Now, when the girl was betrothed, between the period of the betrothment and the marriage, there would be a senga who would teach the girl how to be married. And that senga would teach her, you don't do this, you should not be walking around the village with boys, going to the well and what, because now you have a husband and he's coming for you. So the senga was continually teaching her about marriage and preparing her for the time of the marriage. Now that senga is the Holy Spirit. Now he teaches us all the time how to be betrothed to Christ. Don't do that. Your husband is coming for you. So don't do this. So now the senga, her job would end when they come for the girl. So the Bible says the spirit and the bride say come. Okay, where is that? And the spirit and the bride say come. Okay? So now, the spirit right now is steadying. We are supposed to be in link with him to say, come, we are ready. And now you know that he only comes when we are ready. You understand? So, and the Holy Spirit is working everything to prepare us to be ready for the return of the Lord. Glory to God. Now, let's go to the real, what some of the things I want to show you here. which are, now we are going to use pictures, a lot of pictures. So, Lydia, where is she? Yes, okay, start. Now, you see this thing. Go to the second picture. Now, this is the Economist magazine. This was released at the beginning of 1998, 20 years ago. And they said that prepare, get ready for a one world currency. And that was 20 years ago. Now, first of all, before we get into this, the Economist is owned by the Rothschilds, who are, I've told you before, members of the cabinet of the God of this world, but they are not members of the cabinet. They're actually the prime minister of the cabinet of the God of this world. They own the money. You know, they are the people who lend nations, including the richest nations, like America. So this is a family which was said to be worth $10 billion 150 years ago. Now, nobody even calculates their... If you're worth $10 billion now, you're very rich, you understand? By the worldless system. Of course, we are worth more than that, because ours is from heaven. Now, and some of you need to be taught how to... But they were worth $10 billion in 1850. Now, they are worth so much. They own all the banking. They own actually the central banks. I told you here before that the central banks of all the top nations are not owned by those nations. They are owned by individuals. Now, those are the individuals who lend the country money. Now, for instance, in America, the Federal Reserve Bank is not owned by the government of America. It is not. They have no control over it. It lends them money. That is true for almost all the so-called developed nations. None of those central banks is owned by those people. Now, these people, Rothschild, is a man who lived at the end of the 18th century, and he had four sons, and he started his first bank in Europe, I think actually in Frankfurt, Germany. He's a Jew, but he lived in Germany. Now, after that, he sent out his four sons when they got to the age of 21. He sent them all out to take control of the banking industry in all of Europe. That time, America wasn't an issue. They were just farmers and so on, and slaves. Now, so they went to Vienna, he went to London, he went to, I think, Milan, one of those Italian, Rome, I think. And so they spread out and they took control of all the banking industry in those places. By the time they got to the next generation of the Rothschilds, that is now his grandchildren, they were taken over the whole of Europe and America as well. Now, and they are not taking over banks, they're taking over central banks. So they are, when they say something of a financial nature and they predict that in 20 years there is going to be a one world currency, you take them seriously because they own the money of this world, you understand? So, and they own the Economist magazine, it is theirs. And now this magazine has been used to predict from their point of view. So this is the broadcast from hell. So we first give you the broadcast, then we'll give you the broadcast from heaven. Okay? So now this time they predict that in 20 years' time, there will be a one world currency. And they say get ready for a one world currency. Now go back to the first picture. Now this one, you see it shows 10, and they called it the Phoenix. They called the one world currency that will come the Phoenix. Now here it's showing 2018. The reason I magnify this picture is it is showing 2018. And then they put up, get ready for one world currency. So 2018 sounded so far away in 1998, but it is now. And they also show you a bit of how the currency is going to look like. Now go back to the second picture. Now you see in this picture, the Phoenix, which is a mystical bird, is swallowing up all the world currencies. Now, if you look at that picture, you can go and get it. It's actually showing the world currencies, major world currencies that were at the time. So they are all being burnt up and being swallowed by the Phoenix. Why the Phoenix? Because the Phoenix is a mystical bird, which, of course, nobody knows where it is, but ancient civilizations, especially the occultic ones, and most of them were, believed that it's a bird which, after some time, regenerates. It burns itself up and then comes alive again. So it has the ability to keep on coming back. You understand? Now, in Egypt, it was a symbol of the god Ra, who is the sun god, who is the devil. You understand? Now, and it was, at that time, it was a symbol of the devil and his ability to have fallen and come back and rise again triumphantly. Okay? Now, that's what they believe. And let me tell you that the people that you see there believe that with as much conviction as you believe the Bible or the things I'm telling you about the return of the Lord. Actually, in most cases, with more conviction, they believe that they will rise up from the ashes where the unjust God sent, you know, the devil, Lucifer, and they will rise up triumphantly and they will rule the world. Okay? And now you jokers who do not believe their things will be put to death. That is according to their literature, and they believe it. So now when you see them doing and saying certain things, and you wonder, do these people know where they are going? They don't believe, like you do, that they are going to spend eternity in hell. They actually believe they are going to dominate the earth. And they get some scriptures. You know that scripture where Jesus said that, you know, the meek will rule over the earth and so on. The devil knows how to twist them and get his crowd. And all these top musicians, they are totally, completely convinced of it. Now, when you bring your thing, and now that literature has been there for so many years, and people don't know it. Now, let me read you. The time will come. This was written in 1928 by a man called Manly Hall. And it's called The Secret Teachings of All Ages. It was republished in 2003. First published in 1928. Secret Teachings. The time will come when the secret wisdom shall again be the dominating religious and philosophical urge of the world. The day is at hand when the doom of dogma shall be sounded. Dogma is Christianity for the most part. That's why they say religious dogma and what. So they say the day is at hand when the doom of your dogma shall be sounded. The great theological tower of Babel, with its confusion of tongues, was built of bricks of mud and the mortar of slime. Out of the cold ashes of lifeless creeds. Now, what they call lifeless creeds are yours, where you say, "Oh, to savire, Vikira Maria, oh, to savire." Now, that's what they call lifeless creeds, eh? Which, okay, for the most part, they are. Eh? But then there is us, eh? Where the life is. Eh? Then they say, out of the cold ashes of lifeless creeds, however, shall rise the phoenix like the ancient mysteries. That is from a book called The Secret Teachings of All Ages. Now, the person who wrote it was a 33rd degree Freemason. And you know, you don't get to the 33rd degree unless you've gone through a certain rituals which put you in the knowledge of what the God of this world is planning. So, the phoenix is supposed to rise up and first of all consume all currencies, but it's also a symbol. And now those people, let's look at some of the other pictures. Eh? So you see, now, those people, they are 2012. Eh? You watch the movie, who watched the movie 2012? Where everything changes. You see, those people, the people who act those, one of the most satanic people are the movie directors in Hollywood. You should know that. Eh? Now, the movies they act are actually telling you something. There's a movie, actually, I was talking with Prophet Elvis the other day, which, if you watch it when you're not strong, they can mess your mind up. Because they have certain lines which are thick with, you know, so they will present a scenario where they have your attention. Then they throw a line. Getting that line out of your mind, if you're not a spiritual person, it can mess your mind up. And the next thing, you know, like there are certain things which you cannot get into, where you block yourself. Because you get into them thinking you're so strong. Eh? And it messes you up. The next thing, you come and nobody, you're saying things and people are saying, "Man, you guys, I thought you were, you know, a watchman chap." Eh? Anyhow, now, 2012, you remember the Mayan calendar? Who heard of that? Eh? The Mayans, who were very deeply spiritual people, predicted a shift of the world the way we knew it in the year 2012. Now, the satanic world waited anxiously for the year 2012 because it was supposed, now the people thought it was going to happen physically. No. They actually were waiting for it to happen in the spiritual realm. Now, at the London Olympics in 2012, now, there is no better place to do that. You know those opening ceremonies?
This was the closing ceremony. Eh? When you watch those things, there is a Satanism written all over it, like especially the one in London. Like it was written by a deeply spiritual occultic person. They put all that together. Now, this picture taken from the Olympics, the closing ceremony, is the phoenix rising again. Now, that's what they believe their world conquest started in 2012. Now, these things come as symbols, but underground in the spiritual world, there are things which are they are pushing to actually foster what they, you know, and they send this as symbolism to their people. I've told you that before. So, the phoenix is rising. Now, how, do you know how much technology comes into putting up something like that? And all these people here holding flames of fire are people standing on, you know, a mold, holding up a flame of fire. Now, they practice these things for almost 1.5 years, for just 2 hours of performance, because it is sending a message to the world. Now, this was at the Olympic Stadium in London in 2012. That was when their thing started, when they believed it started. Now, you see the phoenix rising out of the ashes. That is the devil being rising out of where he had been banished by God. Okay? And if you hear those lyrics, you listen to those people, they actually, now let me tell you, like, you'll always hear those musicians, like, not even musicians. Now, people like Jay-Z saying, comparing himself to Jesus. Eh? Like, you know, he's the Krupa Sanjay Jesus. And even LeBron James, the basketballer, they know how to. And it's not just them being blasphemous. Understand that. Eh? They actually believe something very serious. Eh? Like there is a whole faith behind those assertions. Okay, let's move ahead. Now, this is the world in 2018, according to The Economist. Now, this is very coded language. You will not be able to understand it. Eh? But, okay. There are some of the things. Now, they don't send this for you. They send it for their people to know what they are planning in the year 2018. I'll give you an example. This is Donald Trump. Do you see the hair? This is the North Korean guy. You see him? This is the Indian PM. This is Theresa May, the British Prime Minister. There is Benjamin Netanyahu there. Now you see the one world religion? Look at this. Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. Big one. You see what they are planning? Now, you go and look at it and study. This is the Eiffel Tower. There has to be something they are planning in France. Now, you might not understand it immediately. Of course, the other things you understand very easily. For instance, the World Cup, which will take place in Russia in June. Africa. Now, the key is in the colors. Now, the people, for instance, if you are the people who Prophet Elvis said that protect, for them, they are planning to bring them down. Theresa May, Donald Trump, this one, they will bring him down. He will bring himself down. anyway, you go and look at it. Like, they are very, very, I'll tell you more about it later, because now we actually do not have time to go into it. But this is the Economist magazine, The World in 2018. And they say it with finality because they own the systems of this world. They know what they are talking about. Now, the only person who can mess them up is God. You understand? Eh? The others is Winter Olympics, European Union. Okay, go ahead. Go to the next one. Now, this is also The Economist. January 9th, 1988. This one I've showed you. Eh? Get ready for world currency. Now, 2005, The Economist came up with this. The power behind the one world currency. And they identified it as Germany. Do you understand? Because the flag of Germany is the same as the one of Uganda. Eh? Which is black, yellow, and red. Eh? So you see the colors there. Eh? And you see the headline, Germany's surprising economy. Now, I can tell you for certain that the Antichrist is coming out of Germany. And actually, there's somebody who is part of the followers of this thing, and he's listening in right now through Mixler. He's in Germany. He lives in the city of Hamburg, and he follows German politics. So he keeps on sending me people who are, because I have to study the politics of that nation to see people who are. Now, you should know that Angela Merkel, who was the prime minister, at the beginning of last year, a lot of us prophesied that she would come under trouble. But now certain things have changed all that, and the plan of the enemy. Now, the reason she was going to leave, because I strongly suspect that the person she vacates office for might actually be the Antichrist. But now they are not yet ready. Why? Because of the election of Donald Trump. And remember, I told you, if Hillary Clinton had become president, there was going to be a fast tracking of them trying to take over the systems of the world. You understand? So now, because he has come and he has messed them up and he's still in charge of the world's biggest economy, now they have to pull back a bit. And so, Angela Merkel, she could have lost her position as the Chancellor of Germany if she had failed to enter into an alliance with some of the other parties. The way they do it, if you win a certain percentage of elections, you have to, if you win less than 50%, and you're the one who has the most, but all of you, let's say, at 30, 20, what, and there are so many, so you have to get one of the other parties to ally yourself with to make 50, for you to rule. Now, all the other parties had refused her, but now, I think one of them, they had talks, and I think they are going to come up with a deal, because she has to continue until, for a short while. She's definitely not going to finish her 5 years, because she's setting a stage for the man, the man himself. So we are watching, and I can almost say now with certainty, I remember way back when the Lord told me in a dream, investigate the relationship between England and Germany, the English monarchy and Germany. And then that time when he told me, the Queen visited Germany, and there was a picture of the Queen greeting Chancellor Angela Merkel. And it struck me as there's something here that these people are doing. And it was a real end time thing. But now you see, Germany is going to be the economy that will actually, the strong one that through which the one world currency will come, the Phoenix rises again. Not necessarily currency actually, but Antichrist. So they say the Phoenix is coming through Germany, and it's clear there. Okay, now this, let me remind you again, these are not just magazines which prognosticate the way others do. These are people who tell you what is going to happen because they have the button. Okay, for the most part. Okay, let's go ahead. Now, do you see this? The trust machine, how the technology behind Bitcoin could change the world. Do you see how the one world currency comes? You're waiting for it elsewhere, but it appears from another place. Now, when Bitcoin, the interesting thing is, let's move ahead. Now, you see, this is the same Economist magazine saying the technology behind Bitcoin could change the world. And there's a reason why. You've heard of Bitcoin, eh? Okay, let's go ahead. Now, this man is called Andrei Medvedev. He was the president of Russia in 2009. And in January of 2009, at the G8 summit, somewhere in Italy, in Sicily, some small city, the G8, the great eight nations of the world, Medvedev, who is now the prime minister of Russia, but was the president at that time, went and said that the dollar can no longer dominate world currency. He says there is a need for a currency to dissolve all the rest. And he actually pulled out a coin and said, this is the currency. That is good. Here, this is a picture of him. The G8, you see, Now go ahead. It says unity in diversity. You see those words there? This is the coin he pulled. It says unity in diversity. That is one side. The other side, it says United Future World Currency. That's in 2009. Now guess what year Bitcoin started? 2009. But this was not it. You know, these people are synchronized. You have to really study them. Somebody is saying something, another one is doing it. All their systems. I wish we could be as synchronized as them. Do you understand? Like, we are so... I was telling the people the other day when we are using our money, giving Facebook our money to boost posts. So I told the person who boosts the posts that if all the people who came here would just like it and share it, would not give Zuckerberg and the kingdom of the devil any money. Now, if all of you just, if we posted something about end time or like talking about this fellowship and you just like, share, 2 clicks, we will reach all the people without paying them any of our money. You understand? Yeah, but we are too busy for that. We are occupied doing other things, serious thing. You know, just can you imagine, like, you can preach the gospel by just pressing like and share. Now we reach, that way we can reach almost 200,000 people by just you doing that without us paying any money. But now we pay a lot of money to boost on Facebook. Do you understand? Now, but these people, when somebody comes up, another person is, like, they are so synchronized. That's why Jesus said that the people of this, you know, of this world are wiser in their generation than the sons of the kingdom. You understand? But it shouldn't be that way. Then he goes on, he went, says elsewhere that be as shrewd, as wise as serpents, okay? And as harmless as doves. Now, you imagine how wise they are. The point is, like, the methods they use, we can use them. The methods they use to advance their kingdom, we can use them. That's what Jesus said. Be as wise as a serpent. Now, the trouble is we're as wise as a dove and as harmless as a dove. Okay. Unity in diversity. United future world currency. 2009. The Russian president presents it. Pam, this is going to be it. But at that time, the technology behind Bitcoin was just being set. And it has gone through a lot of... I'm not saying Bitcoin is, but I would be so shocked if it isn't. Okay, let's go ahead. No, actually, I would be shocked if it... Because I can't say with certainty. There are things which you just, you know, prognosticate or whatever. Okay, this is Time Magazine. The elusive digital coin. Bitcoin ATMs coming to US. Now, I want you to see what is behind below there. Your wallet without the government. Now, the thing is this. Like, if they put this into the mainstream, governments have been toppled. Do you understand? Because exchanges are made. Now, here, every exchange you have to make is subject to government regulation because they regulate the currency. Okay? The currencies which you people think so much of. And you want God to fit into the currencies of this world. And he cannot. Because his thing is different. Do you understand? Because now, you have to understand that money, if I give you, let's say, 10,000 shillings, and you go and buy a cup of cappuccino, what you're doing is you're saying the government of Uganda has given me permission to get that cappuccino. Because they are the ones who are in charge of that legal tender. You know? So when you present money, you're actually presenting authorization from the government to get something for that, for that amount of thing. Now, it is just a means by which people agree value. You understand? Now, if you know how to sidestep that and go and get into God's kingdom and how he does his things, then when you come down to money, it is just, you understand that it's just something which is at your disposal for the, but it does not control any of the things you do. Now what these people are trying, and now God has been trying to teach us these things. Now what these people are trying to do is to do them their way. Because you know the devil is the master counterfeiter. Okay? Now, you buy a car from Japan online using Bitcoin, and the transaction is not subject to government taxes. Because government has no eye inside anything that happens within that Bitcoin thing. And then also, as the economist said, the trust machine, there is almost 0% chance of you being defrauded. Even if you're dealing with a mufere. If you're dealing with Bitcoin, there is no way he can defraud you. It has been made completely, very difficult. Of course, over the years, it has been developed over 10 years. Okay, from 2009. There have been cases of people, you know, hacking into it and what. But every time there's a case, they tighten. Until now, it's almost watertight. And now it's being accepted almost in every place. And it is, you don't know somebody, all you know is, and you exchange the money. Go and read about that thing. It is just magical. Actually, there are some things here which, there's a picture here which shows a bit of that. Okay, let's go ahead. Now, the experts, you had the experts saying how the Bitcoin bubble is going to burst. It is not. Now, the experts are sent to fool so many people, while the people who are in the know do their thing. Now, by the time it is spread through, they own all of it. Actually, right now, 1,000 people own 60% of all Bitcoin, whatever. Now, meanwhile, they're telling people, don't go there, it's going to crash. It's not going to crash. Now, all the experts come. The first industry that died is the industry of experts. You know, these guys who even sit before a football match and said, this time Arsenal is going to beat, you know, Man U and what? And then they hammer them again. And they are guys, and the guys don't lose their jobs. They come back the next time and give you Katwa again. And then they lose again. So now, okay, I was one of them at some stage. But my things came, I'm joking. But the thing is, the expert industry, now they send you, now even in the stocks, when a stock is, if you want to know that a stock is going to rise, listen to the experts say that it is going to fall. Then buy into it. Because they are sent, they are sent there to fool the majority. So you go there, you know, the stocks of, you know, Microsoft, you know what, are going to fall after this, you know what, because of this, you know. Then you go and sell all your shares, thinking the stocks are going to fall. The next thing you know, sue. And then you listen to the expert again and again. So, here the expert, Bitcoin won't end well. That's, I don't think that's true. If I, these guys, the people, anyhow. Okay, go ahead. I want to show you this. Bitcoin trading. First Bitcoin money exchange counter opens in Hong Kong. Okay. This one's. Now, but you imagine, ATMs of Bitcoins. Now, and there is no government regulation. If you told your company to pay you in Bitcoins, you don't pay as you earn. So you see how they topple governments? So where are the governments going to get the money? And it is controlled centrally by those guys. So the governments just become, because without money, without control over your legal tender, what do you have? Some boundary like this, which is drawn in an atlas. You have nothing. But you see, what you have now is control to even make, give me permission to go and get a cappuccino because you've given me some money, which we agreed is worth something. So now you topple that, the governments are empty. Now, the one world government system falls in place, number one. Number two, every money is controlled by them. You remember what I told you about Pharaoh? You remember? Now, Pharaoh is in charge of all the money. They have taken away all these other regulators over what, over this is. Now it's only one regulator and everybody is using Bitcoins. And the advantage is so strong that you'd rather be monitored by them than be monitored by these guys here. Because they won't come for your pay as you earn. They don't want it. They won't come of, you know. So imagine if all of you, your salaries, pay as you earn. Potea. So then now the government comes for salaries, there is nothing. Now, it's a sinister thing. But that doesn't mean we don't go into it. You go into it. The point is, if you can invest in Bitcoin, do it. You click. Because it is like this world currencies. You click. So while you're doing, you know, you get into it and find them there, meet them there. Because after some time, you will need that to exchange to get what you want. So anyhow, let's go ahead. Now, look at this. IMF and China accelerate creation of new global currency. Now, you see, while this thing is going on, the people who talk. Now, the way the world runs, somebody comes and says, we have to regulate social media and what. Why they are saying that? They're already down there doing some things. And the next thing you know, you post certain things and they will not be put there. They will be put as either hate speech or what or something like that. Anyhow, so now you see IMF and China accept creation of new global currency. Let's go ahead. China calls for new global currency. Now, why is this important? It's important because, first of all, because the only resistance to this currency actually has largely been America.
because they are the ones who benefit from their dollar being the medium of exchange. However, China is the biggest importer of oil. It has overtaken America. Now, oil is one of the three big commodities that run the world, you know? Arms, oil, and what? You won't guess the third. Sugar. Yeah. But now, China imports more oil than America for the first time. It started in December. Now they can dictate to the oil companies in Saudi Arabia what currency to use. And once they do that, they have twisted everybody's arm. Because first of all, 3 years ago, China and Russia agreed to pay each other in their respective currencies and bypass the dollar. Now, the reason the dollar is so important is because if Uganda is paying anything to Kenya, they will have to transfer it to dollars and pay Kenya. Then Kenya transfers dollars and pay Uganda. You understand? Eh? But now they are saying we are paying you. So China pays in Russia in its yuan, and Russia pays them in their what? Ruble. Now they were trying that to shake the dollar. Of course, America came up and was trying to do it, but now it's they can no longer handle it. Anyhow, let's go ahead. India and Russia back China's call for the new world order. Now you see why America is being sidestepped. Because even if it's still the biggest economy in the world, when you combine China and Russia and India, then America is dwarfed seriously. Now when this, first of all, imagine the population of these three places. Like that's more than a half of the world population between those three countries. So they have so, now when they gang together, and actually the scripture says they will, when they gang together, they have so much power. Now America is being taken out of the way because it had to happen. I said on radio, those who had me on radio, that it was necessary for America to be taken out of there, because in Bible prophecy, they do not feature as part of the end time empire. It is mostly Europe. It is Germany. It is Britain. It is China. And it is Russia. And then 10 nations from the European Union. Now, all these things are being formulated. Now, America somehow sidestepped, and now they are no longer seen as the prefect of the world for the most part. And now China has been pushing themselves as the prefect of the world. So when Donald Trump pulled out of the climate change agreement, China said, we'll be the leaders. Now, when they pull out of this, now China has, in 10 years, has lifted almost 600 million of their population out of poverty in 10 years and put them on the fast track to wealth. So now suddenly, America is no longer the one country with 300 million people who have the ability to purchase new cars every 6 months. China has that as well. Now, for them, they have 1.6 billion. You understand? Now, so they, of middle class, prospering people. Now, suddenly, they are tramping. Now, remember what the Bible says, that the dragon will give them his power. The dragon is who? China. The dragon, let's read that scripture before we go to the rest of these pictures. Revelation 13. Let's read it again. Although we've read it so many times. Then I stood on the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rising out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns. And on his horns, 10 crowns. And on his heads, a blasphemous name. Now the beast which I saw was like a leopard. A leopard is what? Say, a leopard is what? It's Germany. The national symbol for Germany is a leopard. The same way it is a crested crane for Uganda. And the same way it is an eagle for America. So, the beast which I saw is like a leopard. Now we saw, where does the beast rise, according to the Economist? Where does the phoenix rise from? Germany. Now, his feet were like the feet of a bear. The national symbol of Russia is a bear. Okay? And his mouth was like the mouth of a lion. The national symbol of Britain is a lion. You know it. You see it in your premiership, whatever. Okay. And the dragon gave them his power. Now, the power, initially, of all this, the world system was coming from America. But now it is coming from the dragon. Of course, the national symbol of China is the dragon. Now, why does Bible prophecy use these things? I've told you before. Because there was no China when John wrote this. Okay? There was no. So God just shows them animals. Because a leopard, 2,000 years ago, is a leopard today. So, he shows them in things which do not change. So, a metal, when he says gold 2,000 years ago, is gold today.
But Germany did not exist 2,000 years ago. Neither did any of these countries or all of these things. Now, all these things, God uses symbolism of animals and what, because that does not change. Through now, the people who are supposed to read it in the time of the end, who is us, should understand that the leopard is Germany. Now, we know that there is a country which is big, which is the leading economy in Europe, where the Antichrist is going to come from, and its national symbol is a leopard. So now for us, we know. John, God just shows him animals. And he describes what he sees. So I saw a beast. The body is like a leopard. The feet are like a bear. The mouth is a lion. And then a dragon gives it power. Now all those, none of those changes. Now, interpreting Bible prophecy, you have to understand why all these things happen. Now there are things which people saw long time ago. And the describing of them turns out so different. I mean, because there are things they couldn't express. Now, how does John talk about nuclear weapons 2,000 years ago? But he says, I saw their flesh falling off them. You see? And they, why they stood, their flesh and their what? Now, that is, we know now that is nuclear weapons. That's what they do. But John, God just shows him the effect because that's what he can understand at the time. Do you understand that? Eh? So now, okay. So the dragon gave them his power. Now that is, this is unfolding in our time, because America is being cut off. Britain is running to China. Germany is running to China. Everybody is running to China because now they say they can no longer trust Donald Trump. Eh? But that had to happen for America to be taken out of the way. Okay, let's go back to our pictures. Bad news for our enemies. EU launches defense pact. 25 countries have signed on to come together on planning operations and deployment of a military, which is an army for the European superstate from which the Antichrist is going to come. The 10 nations. Only Britain, Malta, and Denmark have not signed. Why has this become very necessary? It became extremely necessary. One, when Donald Trump became president and he insisted on the Europeans paying their money for America to protect them, to defend them. They are supposed to pay 2% of their GDP. I told you that. Now, he insisted on that, and somehow they don't trust him. But also, Britain leaving the Brexit thing. Because one of the countries, the country with the biggest army in Europe is Britain. Now, when Britain left the EU, and America became unpredictable, now the rest of the European Union, because none of those countries actually has an army, the rest of the European Union felt they had to have their own army. Now this fits perfectly. And guess whom they are relying on for, you know, the kind of support that they were getting from America? China. The dragon gave them power. Okay. Germany, which led the charge to establish a joint European Union military operations, has concerns that the United States can no longer protect Europe. US President Donald Trump's warning that they need to pay their own way if they want U.S. military help, coupled with United Kingdom's Brexit from the European Union, fueled talks that have been stalled for decades. Now I quote, over the past decade, it has become crystal clear that our American partners consider that they are shouldering too much of the burden of their wealthy European allies, said European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker. So he said, we have no choice but to defend our own interests. So the army has already been set up. It is overtaking NATO, which was an agreement with America. And now, very soon, they will actually call China to be part of that thing. All this thing is going to happen. And this alliance, which you saw in Revelation 13, is already formulated right now. And it is going to become so strong in this year. And now you will see the emergence of that whole system become so strong. Now, even in the kingdom of the darkness, there is an urgency for everything to come out so strong. Let's first finish these pictures, then I tell you. Okay. Now, you remember what I told you about California? Have you been following what's happening in the state of California? I told you there are three major prophets who prophesied that there will be a major earthquake, which will be judgment on California. The last fellowship last year, I told you Hollywood was on fire. You saw it? Now, something, I mean, I've been studying it, and some of you don't because it's not so much in the news, but it's shocking. Now, I'll read for you from one of the newspapers. Just when it seemed like things may be settling down, two very unusual earthquakes have hit the West Coast within the past couple of days. That's of America. A 4.4 magnitude quake struck Berkeley, California,
just prior to 3 a.m. on Thursday, that's yesterday, and 3.9 magnitude earthquake hit Mount St. Helens in Washington State on Wednesday. Overall, there have been 68 earthquakes in the vicinity of Mount St. Helens since New Year's Day. 68 since New Year's Day 2018. And there have been a total of 629 earthquakes in the state of California within the last 30 days. Now, if that is not judgment, I don't know what is. Meanwhile, they are prosecuting anybody who says anything about homosexuality, about what. They are determined to go down fighting. But the judgment of God is heavy on them, by the way. Do you understand that? Eh? That there is no way you can have 600 earthquakes in 30 days. How is that even possible? Now, the other day I was seeing in the news, landslides, mudslides coming and lifting cars and houses being rooted out and actually going on, moving on water. It's in the news, all in California. However, geologist David Schwartz is warning that this 4.4 magnitude earthquake could potentially be a foreshock of something larger. Now, William Branham, before he died, a prophet, he gave 6 major prophecies. The last one was about an earthquake that would cut California off and basically just sink them, the whole state. The 5 have all come to pass, as he said they would. The only one pending is California. Now, another prophet, Bob Jones, the same thing. A third prophet, the same thing. Three prophets have said they saw California sinking. Now, what is happening in the state of California? Don't be surprised if that is fulfilled in 2018. Because the judgment there is so unmistakable. And they have decided, because that liberal thing, they have decided to fight that liberal battle. Now, something else happened this year. Sometime this year, Facebook plans to unveil a new facial recognition technology across the site, which uses artificial intelligence to scan uploaded photos to analyze and recognize faces based on images previously uploaded to the site. That means if you put your photo, they will scan and then they will be able to recognize it. But listen to this. But this is nothing more than a surveillance technique. According to Natural News, this sneaky surveillance technique will link users to the people they meet in real life, all while tracking their whereabouts and the social circle even further. And the real kicker, Facebook, will roll out this AI deep state mass surveillance under the guise of protecting your privacy. Now, you have to understand that with 1.2 billion people or thereabout on Facebook, they are going to be one of the biggest tools for the new world order. And one of the things they are going to do is knowing everything about you, everything about everybody on this globe. That's why it says you shall not be able to buy or sell unless you have the mark of the beast. Now, they know your whereabouts, and they use these things which come with convenience. Now, the other day, this guy, you heard of the guy called Edward Snowden? Edward Snowden said that technique on your phone which predicts words on WhatsApp, which predicts words you're going to use, is actually used to get a finger of your conversations. Because everything you put there, for instance, if you send, when I put watchman, it will say fellowship. When I put, let's say somebody whom I usually put, Leonard, it will say Rego. Because like it connects everything you're saying, and now it's a technology which is, now you're going to see surveillance in 2018, like where slowly they come into you. Uber, Now let me tell you, I can't use those taxis. I will go and pay a special hire. These guys whom you find there, and they charge you 40K for a distance of what? 10K. I will pay that because you put all your details there. Now every journey you make on Uber is on the app. It does not disappear. So you can even track all your journeys if you go to the app. So they will know this guy drinks his cappuccino from here. He goes here. He goes there. He goes there. He goes there. Like real surveillance. You go and check and see. Who is a Uber driver here? Is there anybody? That doesn't mean it. There is nothing wrong with being a Uber driver. You click. But even if you report that some guy stole your thing in the Uber, they will track all your movements that you've made ever since you started using that app. Meanwhile, it has your
He made everything about you. Phone number, what, you know, those things. So now, real surveillance, now it's going into Facebook, where they pick your picture, they scan it and put it into now. Then they start tracking your movements using your picture. Now, when you see it saying that you will not be able to buy or sell, unless you see the currency is in place. Now, the surveillance of where you go is in place. Now, a time comes when there is nowhere you can run from them, nowhere. But thankfully, by the time they are through with this thing, we will have been raptured. Eh? But a time comes when there is nowhere to run. Like, they know, even if you go to the villages of wherever, eh? Of Kashari. Now, listen to what Facebook is saying. Eh? That the reason they are getting your picture and what is to alert users when somebody uploads a photo of them to Facebook. This feature supposedly helps users to detect when others might be attempting to use your image as their profile pictures. What's wrong with that? But you see how they try to tie it into the... But actually, it is real serious surveillance. Do you understand what I'm saying? Eh? Now, we are actually getting closer. Eh? Now, I'm telling you, by the end of 2019, next year, there is nowhere you could be able to run from them. Nowhere. They know what you like. They know what you said. Because they have your WhatsApps, your emails, your Facebook posts. Then they put, what's on your mind? Then you write. And, okay, I'm not saying don't do it, but you understand, eh? And none of those things ever leaves you. Now, when they want something about you, they will just put a name, Joseph Kableta. And all the posts you put come. Even if you exit your page. Eh? And now, meanwhile, I try to get off. And they made it so hard for me. They don't want you to go, eh? They want you to continue writing what's on your mind. Anyway, praise the Lord. But you know, God is doing something. Eh? Now, here is the good news. Eh? Here is the good news. Now, the other day, I dreamt when I was driving Donald Trump. Now, we are walking. I drove him someplace, and then we reached there and we were walking, and he was showing me the powerful things he has done for America and what. Now, listen, eh? Let me tell you this. Nobody bears witness for himself. So let's leave that. But I'll give you an example. You see the other picture of The Economist, 2018. There are people there. You had prophets saying that God told him to cover Theresa May. Eh? Now, I want you to know that this, you look beyond those words. Do you understand? Eh? In the worldless system, how can somebody in Uganda be determining the politics of the United Kingdom? But God has turned it upside down. Where now Uganda is the first world, Britain is the third world. Now, if you have to go and dominate in Britain, like, don't fear. You see, eh? Now, do you think God just tells people to do things like that? Where he says, somebody in Uganda, now cover the American president. Really? Now, what does that say to you who is under that sort of anointing? You can actually go to there and not go for Cheyo, eh? Because the anointing that you're of is above. Now, what God does is he gets the world system and turns it upside down. Eh? Now, the first world is here. Now, the third world is there. Praise in the spirit. Eh? Now, if you understand that, it changes your whole perspective. Because, you see, sometimes you tell people what is going to happen and you tell them these powerful things, China is going to what? The person says, how does this pay my rent? Now, if you're somebody like that, then this is the last place. Stand up and leave now. And never come back. Because somebody is telling you imagine, I don't know how I can put this, eh? Like, you remember that I was telling you to sit on your throne? You imagine somebody sees you, and they are seeing power and seeing, and then all you are seeing is rent. Some guy told me that, was telling me that he met some guy in 2009, and that time he was rich and was rich with the revelation of God, and therefore was rich in cash, eh? Because he had the revelation, and he was, you know. Then this guy comes to him, you know, the pastor, telling him, but you know, how can you? Now you see those people, and I've encountered them, eh? They come with a lot of presumption. They come thinking they know, but what you know is reflected in what your life. So if you're not happy with your life, shut up and listen to somebody who is going. Now, this guy told me, he told the guy, now listen, I want you to shut up. Don't say anything. I don't listen from poverty. Hmm? You're here because you need something from me. Because me, I'm loaded. For you, you're poor. So shut up. Don't tell me anything. Just listen. Don't reply. Don't respond. Don't say anything. Okay? Then the guy looked at him like shocked. Eh? And then said, okay. But you see now, that helped him strip him of presumptions. Because you see, people come with presumptions. Then somebody is trying to give you knowledge which is going to transform you. But you want to impose your knowledge. Which knowledge has kept you in Islam? Do you understand? Eh? Now, why don't you learn? Like, why can't you? Like, it's only, I told you, it's only in the church where such stupidity exists. In the business world, if you go to meet a top businessman and you're starting, you don't talk, you listen. But here you find somebody who is, and he's the one talking, you know? No, that's not true. That's what, now, okay. So the guy told him, I don't listen to poverty, so shut up. And he lectured him for like 30 minutes. Eh? And the guy was like this. Now, here is the thing. The funny thing is the guy got those words and took them and he left empowered. And he went to and wrote some feasibility study or something and took it to a rich man who all of you know if I mentioned him. And he's not an Indian, but he went and presented it to him and says, I have this business idea. Here is the plan. You're going to fund it. And the guy was speaking with a lot of confidence because of what the other guy had told him. So he arrived there speaking with confidence. Meanwhile, he's broke completely. So the guy looks at him, listens to the words he's saying. He's not sounding like what he looks. So he reads through the study and tells him, you know what? I'm not going to fund your business. However, I want to sell this hotel and I want you to write for me. I don't know what they call those things. Eh? Like if it's what those things you present to potential buyers. Eh? Because he read his thing and it was good. So he said, I want you to do this for me and I will pay you for it. Eh? But I'm not investing in your business. But let me empower you by doing this. Now the guy came there with no money. And this is a true story. So the guy said, so how much would you charge me for writing that thing for you? The guy said $2,500. The man got the money in cash and gave it to him and said, I want it by this day. I've trusted you. Go and write it. Now, what causes that? When you dress in some word which you've heard and you like people, you go to people and they see something in you. Do you understand? Now, when he was leaving the hotel, walking like this, with his, so the Mugaga comes driving and meets him and says, hey, can I give you a lift? The guy says, yes. Now, everybody at the hotel were shocked. What does this guy have that? Because he didn't look like. Yeah? So they're wondering what this. So the guy sits in there. And the guy drove him up to home. Now, his life turned around after that. From words, which this guy told him. Now, the tables were turned. Now, this guy who told him became broke. Now, the other guy became rich. Now, one day, the guy who said he doesn't listen to poverty came and asked the other guy, man, I need some money for rent. The guy said, what happened to you? Like he spoke sense to him and told him, really? You? What happened to you? You are the man who made me think I can own this world. How have you been stripped to this? Now, I'm telling you, some people, like the devil can strip you, like of sudden, and now let me tell you, the worldly system, I wish you knew. Now I'm going into something different today. Now, but you need this. The systems of the world are there to, first open that scripture which says that we've received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit from God, that we may know the things which have been freely given to us. Now, the spirit of the world is there to put you down. Like that's what it does. And nobody sets out to say that now I'm going to put somebody down, I'm going to put somebody down, and so on. Like even your employer doesn't set out to say, I'm going to put you down. But that's how the spirit in him wants to put everybody down. Okay? Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. Now, the spirit of the world, I'll give you an example. There's some lady, young girl whom I know, law school, finishes, LDC, passes very high day. And you know when you're in school, now if you want to know how the world can put you down, can clip your wings, you just, when you're in school, Even your lecturer looks like a loser, eh? Because he puts on one shirt every day. So you make fun of him and what? And you're going to be a lawyer. And in your mind, you're going to be on some high tower. Eh? That's where your legal firm is, whatever is going to be. Your chambers, and you're going to be driving an X6 or what? Like, in your mind. Eh? So this lecturer, who even comes to lecture on a border board, eh? Man, you look at him and you pity him. What a miserable guy. Eh? The scum of the earth. Then you graduate. Then 3 months after graduating, 3 months, all your dreams have been chopped down. Now suddenly you realize that the lecturer is not a loser. He's one of the few people who are employed. Do you understand? Like, all it takes is 3 months of being in the field, outside, and man, the world has stripped you of all honor. So, like, now the spirit of the world operates like that. Like, it strips you of all honor. Like, sometimes you had dignity. Now you find somebody and they say, you go to some guy, you've been looking for a job. The guy tells you that, I'll give you a job of 200K a month, but only if you sleep with me. Then you go and say, when did it come to this? For a job of 200K a month. Like, and the man doesn't want to, but that's how the world, the system is. It's meant to just chop, bring you down. Eh? That's where the devil wants you. Now then, so I told the lady, you just come to our fellowships. She said, no, you know those things, you know those prophets, I said, just come to our fellowship. Because it's only there where the Spirit of God shows you how you're valuable, how everything, do you understand? Eh? So when you leave, when you're all lifted up and what, then your landlord calls, eh? And said, Sente zange ziriwa. Then, and for that moment when you are consuming a word and trying to lift yourself up, is when you will call. Trust me. Because the devil is saying, this guy thinks he can escape. Eh? Now let me bring, like, they will, somehow everybody will come and just you will call you that moment. Everything that can go wrong will go wrong. Do you understand? Eh? Because the devil is trying to make you not hold on to that word. Because the word is actually what produces. Do you understand? Like, if you knew that a word you receive and clothing produces, these words are not blank. Okay, I'll give you an example. I've been with, I'll tell you about somebody you all know. I've been with Prophet Elvis. And somebody comes, like a big shot, and says, I'm giving you a car. I notice, simple car. And he says, no, I don't want your car. The guy says, you know, this is what? He says, no, I don't want the car. Or even sometimes a lot of money. I've seen him turn down tens of thousands of dollars. And says, no, I don't want the money. Then, somebody else comes with 2K, 2,000 shillings, Uganda shillings. And he receives it. And says, I receive. Now, I remember one day we were having coffee and some girl came to me and came. She knows me. And she has been looking for a job and I know that. So, she came to me and I was with him. Then she greeted him and said, man of God, just receive this offering of mine, 2,000 shillings. Then she said, I have a job interview tomorrow. Then he told her that go and get the job. The job was with British Council. They required one degree. There were like 600 people who had applied. Do you know how many graduates are in this city who have no jobs? She got the job. Like, now, why does he refuse that? Why does he refuse the other one? Because it is not right to give. Now, okay, you remember the other woman who came and said, told Jesus to heal her child who was demon possessed. Eh? And behold, the woman of Canaan came from that region and cried out to him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David. My daughter is severely demon possessed. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and urged him, saying, send her away, for she cries out after us. But he answered and said, now he's talking to her, not to his disciples. I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then she came and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, it is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs. Okay? And she said, yes, Lord, even the little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table. And Jesus answered and said to her, O woman, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire. And her daughter was healed from that very hour. Now, I want you to understand this scripture in a way you've never done. So listen to me. You see, the reason the Jesus called that woman little dogs is because she's not under covenant. You understand? Eh? She's not under a covenant. And he had been sent to the people who are under covenant. So he said, I was sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Now, if he receives that money from a politician who is a little dog, that politician will use that connection to go and rule. And then he will have given the children's bread to little dogs. So that's why they will come and they say, receive this. And he refuses because they understand who he is more than some of you. You understand? Eh? Now for them, they come and they put a demand on the anointing. I wish you people knew that. Put a demand on the anointing. Come and say, this is my house. Get it. Now, if he receives it or you going for whatever it is desire you have, if he receives it from your hand, then you go and use that to dominate. Now, those people know it from the top. By the way, I have been there from the top. And I'm not talking even about recently. I'm talking about so many years ago. Almost 10 years ago. Where they come and bring a huge Land Cruiser. And say, I've given you this car. He says, I don't want it. Because if he receives it, he has taken the children's bread and given it to dogs. Because those are dogs. Now, you the children, but okay, once in a while, it is okay for the dogs to eat crumbs. Eh? But the problem is, the children have been eating crumbs, and the dogs are the ones on the table. Why? Because, like, remember when I told those Muslims who came and sat down and said, eh? Who came and found him and sat down and said, man, pray for us. Eh? Now, if he even prayed for them, he's giving them crumbs. You understand, eh? Like Jesus told this woman, okay, because you are persistent and your faith, you have it. But those are crumbs. But you had to first acknowledge that she's out of covenant and she's a little dog. Okay? Now, so if you understand that you can actually put a demand on, like, put a demand. A demand means something you want, connect it with it, and put a demand on it and say, now I want to see this. Now the people of the world know that. If I told you politicians who come, some of whom I know, some of whom I don't even know, but some of them have even come when I'm there. Like, just know, they know that if this guy takes my money, I'm sorted. I'm going to go and dominate. Do you understand? And he refuses it for that reason, because he doesn't want to give the children's bread to dogs. So you refuse tens of thousands of dollars and take 2,000 shillings and say, go and get the job. Because that one is a child. So he will receive it from her and say, I've received. Now go and get your job. And you're singled out from 600 people. 3 weeks later, she came and told me I got the job. Now she's working there. Now, how does the devil keep us in? By keeping us in your religion where you don't understand that if somebody, God is telling him to cover the Prime Minister of Britain. Like, that is not a lot. Like, just to know, you people, that is the level, the magnitude of what you have. Do you understand? Now, it is up to you to put a demand on it. Whatever it is, if it is world, what, all those things, you put it. I remember when I went to pray for this change when we were moving from the other hall. I went there to pray for the change and the Lord told me, ask of me and I will give you the nations for your inheritance. And I said, God, I'm praying for our move. He said, no, that's finished. Ask and I will give you the nations. Now you see, I'm with Donald Trump. Now you be there joking. Now, no, like just know, let me tell you something. Like when you acknowledge something, if you want to raise your throne, acknowledge people in their thrones. Okay? I'm not even talking about those who are above you, even those who are beneath you. Eh? Acknowledge their thrones. And you know. So, now how does the devil mess you up? Now, if somebody with that level of, I'll tell you this, and you've had this at Zoe. Somebody calls and says, 2009. Tells the prophet, there was this investment we've been doing. And now one of our chief investors is coming into the country and he needs $85,000. And if we don't give it to him, we are done with. So in the morning at Java's, there at Oasis Mall, he comes, just dressed in a t-shirt like somebody who has just come from sleep. And then he says, so what happened? And so we need $85,000. Today the man is coming this evening. So he says, do you have any money? They had $100. So he got the $100, put his hand on it and prayed for 5 minutes and said it's done. Then left. By lunchtime, they had $85,000.
Actually, when he finished praying over, I'm telling you something which I know for sure. When he pray, when he, they finished praying, even they even went and exchanged the money in the forex bureaus which are there, and came and had breakfast. Then phone calls started. The next thing. Now, if the devil wants to topple you, he will make you think that, and I've seen people like that, whom he makes think that, you know, these people need our money. Now, if he can just turn you around to think like that, you're finished. Do you understand? If you understand that this person, I need them. Now, that's what the politicians know. For them, they come, they... Like, they know he doesn't need. They are begging him to take things. I know somebody who parked for 4 days at Good African Coffee. 4 days with a car. 4 days. They told her, he comes and sits there. You remember those days, eh? So she, the person came there and sat there 1 day, 2 days. Then asked the waiters. Now, also me, I was wondering why he didn't come those days. Then he told me later, that he would be driving there, then he feels a strong urge from the spirit not to go. So the person gave up and went. Because he doesn't want to give the children's bread to dogs. Because in that exchange, it's not just an exchange. You get the ability to dominate and get what you want from just tapping onto that. You click. Now he will not receive from any other, from dogs. So he says, no, you I don't want. You I don't want. You I don't want. Then somebody comes with 2K and he says, I receive it. Go and get the job. Because you're a child. Glory to God. Now, if the devil can make you think that you are so important, they need your money, what the fellowship is going to happen, then you will give it and you will not even be blessed. Because God needs you. You're so important. You understand? Because God, now, there is nothing. When God is, when God wants to move people in a certain direction, the only thing he can do is put that anointing on somebody. That's as far as he can go. So he says, now I have anointed this person for that purpose. Now connect with them, you'll get what you want. Do you understand? That has happened all the, from kings, what, in the prophets and all that. Moses, just connect with that person. You'll get whatever you want. And that person actually is the one who manufactures the... I wish people knew that. It's not God. It is that person who manufactures the miracle. Not God. Because when God gives the, when God delegates authority, he does not take it back. Do you understand? So God tells Moses, get out of the way and I hammer these guys. Now God is even asking Moses for permission. Because he gave them authority over the children of Israel. And Moses says, no God, you leave them. Then God says, okay. Then he comes back, but these people are stiff-necked. Just allow me. Do you see that? These scriptures were not written just for stories. Where the God... Now, when God says Abraham is a priest in this earth, now he cannot even destroy Sodom and Gomorrah unless he asks Abraham. Do you understand? So Abraham has to first, like, God now he has delegated the authority of priesthood to Abraham. Then he says, I cannot destroy Sodom unless I ask Abraham. Now, actually, that is, now if you knew how God delegates authority and gives and does, like, so the if, praise the Lord, now, if that person who God has put there to manufacture your miracle, if that person is displeased with you and they pronounce something, you're finished. Like even God is not going to do anything. Do you understand? Because he delegated. Now, the thing is, on the day of judgment, that person will have to answer for the authority he gave. But while we're on this earth, he can exercise it as he wills. And it's not going to be taken back. Because the gifts and callings of God are what? Without repentance or irrevocable. So now, when you start thinking that you're so important, that they need my money, what, you're finished. You will not benefit anything from it. Now, just change your posture a bit. Just a little. Now, the things which make for people receiving and not receiving are small things. Now, if you posture yourself as this is God's answer, because the answer is always a man from the days of Jesus Christ. Okay? The world is lost. God sends what? Yes. That's why it says there's one mediator between God and man. A man, Jesus Christ. He does not say Jesus Christ. He says a man. Because he comes as a man. And then God says, there is your solution. Now, he didn't stop with the Lord. Okay? Every time when there is, let's say, people are broke and what, he sends an anointing of prosperity. Now, he says, connect with that anointing, you get rich. If you don't want to, stay poor. Okay, he doesn't say that. But he wishes that. It's me who says that. Eh? Okay? God is more, you know, diplomatic. Than me. Praise the Lord.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Eh? How many people understand what I'm saying? So now when you're presented with an opportunity to connect, don't see it as they need you. They don't need you. See it as you need that anointing. Praise the Lord. I remember some chick went for, you know, partners meeting and came and said, I realized that she came, they were talking about, you know, Bray, what, you know, we need to do this, we need to do that, you know, partners meetings. Eh? Then she left and found, you know, the man of God entering an X6. Eh? Then she said, I'm not going to fund this guy's lifestyle. But you will not fund it, but he's going to go. Now, somebody who's multiplied $100, $25,000, do you think he needs you? He does not. That's the truth. That's the truth. Like, and I know it. I experience it. Like, I watch it. Praise the Lord. One day he told me that. Okay. One day he told me that, to be honest, I swim in money. Now, when, as soon as he says that, me, I know, I just look for a seed. So, because, man, like, I want that. Praise the Lord. Now, does he need my money? No, I need the anointing. So I will get my seed and say, man, I also want to swim in the water. Praise the Lord. Now, those are things you not hear from him because nobody bears witness of himself. Jesus said, Okay, now, but I can help some of you and tell you so that you change your posture. That's even for me, although I will not say, but some of you come, some people come, and I can see it, that somebody comes and they actually think that, anyway, praise the Lord. Glory to God. Now, I've finished preaching, But now, 2018, put a demand on the anointing. Okay? I want that scholarship. I want that school fees. Just put a demand and give with a demand note that this is what I'm picking from the anointing. That anointing has the answer for everything. Okay? So you say, I want a wife. I want a husband. I want this. Put a demand on the what? That's what the people of the world know. They know how to put a demand. I want it. Yeah? Okay? So you're a child. So you're entitled to the bread. Amen? So go and procure. Sit on the table of children. Don't wait for crumbs. Because the people of the world will come and sit on the table and they will dominate you. Yet God has actually elected you to dominate. Now some of you in places or in things like farming. I'm actually hearing farming very strongly. Some of you in things like farming. Another business. Farming. Who wants to do farming? You come. Come, let's pray for you. Because this is, now, just learn how to say this is my domination key. Because there are so many people who are farming in the things you're farming. Eh? Now, one of you wants to farm Butunda. Who is that? Hey, all of you are farmers. Eh? Glory to God. Passion fruits. Eh? Who is a passion fruit? Come. If passion fruit, come here. If you've started, not desire. You also. Have you started? You just want to. Are you farming passion fruits? Come and stand here. You've started? Someone burnt your garden, Okay, who of you is somewhere in Kayunga site? Those, you know, that road of... Who are you? What are you farming? No. Of these passion fruit guys, who is... After Mukono, you go to Kayunga. What comes after Kayunga? Those sides. Kangurumira. Those sides. There's none of you is... Okay, let me. You come, the person who said Kayunga said, come. What's your desire to farm? In the name of Jesus, I release you into your destiny. Hold my hands. I release you into your destiny, and you're going to dominate the farming industry. All of you, in the name of Jesus, just hold each other's hands. Those of you this side, okay? Now, in the name of Jesus, I release you into your farming destinies. In Jesus' name. In the name of. Now, I'm seeing one of you is. Okay, who is doing farming on your parents' land, but there is a conflict, and like some of you, who is that? Come. Where is your land? It's on your parents' land. And what's the conflict? What are you farming? You wanted passion fruits, You're the man I wanted. Okay, if I stand here. Now let me release everybody here in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I release you into your destinies, into your farming destinies. Now, you are going to dominate. You are going to dominate. I release markets for you in the name of Jesus. Now, I release markets which are, listen to this.
markets, especially you, which are in the Middle East, somewhere. Now, God is going to bring somebody who is going to connect you to Qatar. Qatar, and you'll be taking fruits. Like, have you ever thought of this thing? Well, tell me. You've been doing what?
I did a training in clearing and forwarding. And my desire was to start exporting fruits abroad.
Yes.
And I've been doing research on various fruits.
Yeah.
Citrus fruits.
Yes. Yes.
Passion fruits.
Now that is of God. You see, that is of the Lord. Now just see in the Middle East. And it is going to open for you. Just try it. Try in the Middle East. You'll even get the market before you have the product. And you'll even not be selling your own product. You'll be selling other people's product. And they'll be going through you to export. Okay? Fruits. Even other people's fruits. What's your name? Arthur. Okay. So I release you into that destiny in the name of Jesus. And by the way, okay, I wish, how do I communicate? It's actually big. Do you understand? It is big. We're talking volumes. Where somebody comes and locates you and you're the one supposed to do things and you even wonder, what does this person see in me? And the truth is, because you've been elected for that purpose. You understand? Okay, in the name of Jesus. Now, the rest of you, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father, in Jesus' name, because now I'm hearing Sogam. Sogam, where is Sogam? Come. It's in the east somewhere. Where is your thing? Where about?
In Lamor district. It's I'm planning to plant sorghum this year. And millet. I'm preparing a large garden of about of 20 acres. So when the prophet Yatim was prospering, my friend sent for me that message and told me the prophet prospered that this year is a year of farming.
Now, okay, you first stop there. Now, you're going to supply and make people drink beer.
Amen.
Like, I mean, you understand?
Yes.
Like, your sorghum. Who does brewing? Like, do they use sorghum?
Yes.
What do they use it for?
For making beer.
For making beer, eh? Yeah. So beer is healthy, eh? I'm joking, eh? Okay. But anyway, that's what is going to happen. Eh? What's your name?
I'm called John Joseph Odo.
The problem is you're a small-time thinker. Eh? Now, I want you to think bigger than that. Eh? Even bigger than 20 acres. Eh? Bigger than 20 acres, if you have to. But you start with that. Eh? But it's much bigger than that. Eh?
Yes.
And it is, breweries. You understand? Eh? Okay, yeah. Now, amen. Okay, you go back. Because now, all of you, put demand on the anointing. Eh? Amen? Don't be religious. Eh? Man, the devil sold us religion. Eh? Okay. Yeah, this, Asanasius here, God showed him some things which are going to happen this year. So let him tell us briefly. And
praise God. The commenting of times against us. I'm just going to speak some few things. It was still on farming when they call that farmers. They are how they call them? Dairy products. Anyone who wants to invest in dairy products, so cows and something, that's of the Lord for this year. Because they talked of, I remember that was a connection to what Prophet Elvis talked about, investments. The investments coming in, but they're also going to invest in dairy products. Whoever is there, take it on. Eh? It's of the Lord. Because of the time, I'm just going to speak just one or few, you know. One, the first prophecy God revealed to me was through the clouds. Don't take the clouds lightly. Those of us who have good phones, take the snaps, then we are subject them to interpretation. Don't take them for lightly. As long as the Holy Spirit like convicts you to look up, do it, and we shall do the interpretation of Him. Now, this is what the Lord told me and showed me. When I went outside to pray, I saw a dragon. I know all of us now know the meaning of a dragon. There was something in the north. I'm going to put it that way. It looked attractive. This dragon had a tie, ties with this north. and was benefiting from the north, and it boomed. It caused an alarm to the world, and the allies of the dragon told the dragon, leave it, because what it's doing is not good. But the dragon was benefiting out of it. So if it felt like it shouldn't leave, but anyway, because of these masses behind it, it left on the condition of that. Then, as it was leaving, the north still hatched burst something so new, and it gave to the east. When that comes, you'll understand much better. There are those who are meant to interpret that in, as John revealed. Now we are here in the interpreting. So the east consumed the new birth. It was good, but didn't last for long, as the other separation took place. But still, the dragon did not give up. It didn't see the benefits of the allies. It went back to the north, and they moved on till a certain period. When you see this, it lasted to another day, which was a symbol. I mean, it was symbolic. It was in a quarter or a last quarter of the year. When you see it come, you'll understand much better. Then Jerusalem, the Jerusalem thing of Israel, those who are against it are given a chance, a good chance. It is us who take the gospel to those nations. When they refuse us now who are taking the gospel, then they will see what God means by wrath. When he releases something, he means it. So those are two key international ones. The Philippine president. What's his name? That one. Don't forget about him when you're praying. They want to bring him down. They want to discourage him until he gives up. But he's a good man. He's doing a good work of God. If he gets discouraged, it's symbolic also. It's also about us. So we should encourage when we're praying. Pray for him at least doesn't give hope or lose hope, because they're trying to put that on him so that he can back off and they throw in something. When it comes, when it begins, don't let us pray against that. Then I saw in this month, this is January, I saw a lion. I'm also going to use as it was according to me. I saw a lion. It was seated facing the west, and it was waiting on something for the west to release. But the west would seem like it wasn't doing that they wanted. The rest of this Prophet Elvis gave. And then let us pray for Southern Sudan. I remember this was talked about in overnight for those of us who were there. When they had a call of things like people going back to their nation, when we see that happen, then that means Southern Sudan will be now ready. But that readiness will be with us to prepare it. We pray for it to have that peace so that those guys now can go back and settle and they open up the gospel of God. It's a good thing. I see there is something they are going to question. Why is he flying? Why is he flying? Who is he? This one, when I saw this guy flying, I was asking the Lord, who is he? Then when you see that question is happening, then you'll know what the Lord intends for us. The rest, I saw Iraq is different from Iran. Iraq, near almost to settlement. It's almost settling, as almost having that, those deals getting done, something emerges to bring it back again on board. Then on the national, I think I've given one of the milk dairy products. Then Mengo Hospital. Let me be specific. I saw pinpointings. It is him. It is, I also put like that. It's this so and so. Then, yeah, it's a controversial thing. Then I saw, this one is also symbolic, 6 of these major guys, yet 4 are major of the 2 in major of the six, they are in a meeting, a very crucial meeting. But these four were so decisive. They knew what they wanted. But the remaining two, to make six, were still not decisive. They had one leg this way, one leg this way. So they said, when this way, this one, then we shall, then the other one. I was just going to put it that way. But there are six. But they are major. When the meeting was taking place, there are key people in the meeting, but they absconded the meeting. So when that happens, you'll understand. I've been given the things by the floods. Now, northwest Africa. In the month of March, April, and May, there'll be so much in the news. And but you still, where is the other photo of, also Facebook photo of today. Now we no longer take things for granted. We post in a prophecy. We prophesy what's going to take place. I don't know whoever designed that thing, whether he understood what was doing, but that was a prophetic thing. When the clouds came, Papa was walking on the background, had serious clouds, and I saw the thing. I was like, wow, this is a prophetic thing. We might not take it lightly. And I saw it today. I say, this is the manifestation. And when we design posters, we design in a prophetic way. So take everything that anything is designed, anyone, the season is now. Everything we speak, you either take it real or take it for granted. The results will put before you and you'll say, hey, so it was revealed before us, but wasted. We missed the season. So be in the season and receive what God is planning to put. Eh? Thank you so much. God bless you.
Wow. Praise the Lord. There is somebody whose child is sick of something with a birth defect. And that child that just got healing. And there is somebody who marriage issue, there is love, but the parents of your in-laws have refused to accept you. And for some reason, they think that you're not supposed to be the person. Now, that verdict has been overturned in the name of Jesus. Let me see, there's somebody who came here with weird intentions, like trying to put something on me, but now they are going to receive it themselves, and now they will see the power of God.
Amen.
Now they will see it, by the way, and if they don't repent, it will be bad, as in, I mean terminally bad. Because some people think you can come and kill me. You can't. You understand? Okay. What else? Still a sickness. There's somebody who received a strong healing anointing. Anointing to heal. And you know you have that thing. You've tried it out before. And you saw people getting healed and you're scared. Now go and try it out again. And see how you'll see people healing. People getting healed in, you know, by you just laying hands on them. It's a strong healing. It's a guy. It's a guy's, okay? Yeah, and then there's another sickness. Now, this one, in the past few weeks, you received bad news in regard to a health condition, and it has caused a lot of anxiety in the family. Now, in the name of Jesus, I speak healing. I speak a reversal. If you're that person, just go and check yourself. It is well. Amen. 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 God bless you.